On a recent sunny afternoon, Hamilton Street in downtown Allentown is bustling. Restaurants and shops are crowded, city work crews are planting flowers, and everyone has to talk a little louder over the din of construction. There are luxury apartments and mixed-use developments going up in and around this state-backed Neighborhood Improvement Zone, or the NIZ. Josh Tucker owns a furniture store nearby.
It has improved tremendously, especially since the NIZ zone was created. The hockey arena and everything that has come with it has been absolutely terrific.
Tucker sees Mayor Ed Pawlowski as the driving force behind this development.
As mayor, I think he has a tremendous amount to do with that.
But that's not enough for some residents, like Cheryl Redmond. Redmond says she's not planning to vote in the May 16th primary. But if she did, Pawlowski wouldn't get her support.
With everything that's going on, the FBI involved and everything else, he needs to get out, and we need a new mayor.
Almost 2 years ago, the FBI raided Allentown City Hall, claiming a figure identified as public official number 3 exchanged city contracts for campaign donations. Since then, 7 people associated with the city government have pled guilty on pay-to-play charges, and they've all pointed to public official number 3 as the ringleader. It's widely accepted that Pawlowski is the only person in Allentown who fits the FBI's description of public official number 3, but that hasn't stopped the mayor from running for re-election. At a debate between the candidates recorded by the Allentown Morning Call, Pawlowski pushed back against allegations that there was a cloud of suspicion over his administration.
I think the city's actually moving in a pretty good direction. We're growing, we're getting new jobs, we're getting new development. I don't see any cloud that has stopped the city from progressing.
It shows, I think I described it as chutzpah, for him to choose to do that in the face of all that's going on.
Bill White is a columnist at the Allentown Morning Call. He's repeatedly urged the mayor to step down, but says despite the FBI investigation, Pawlowski may actually get reelected.
There are people in the city who are real grateful for his leadership in different areas that were important to them over time, and I think, you know, I expect that they will vote for him.
According to a Muhlenberg College Morning Call survey, 54% of Allentown residents think Pawlowski has had a positive effect on the city. They're fairly evenly split on whether he deserves another term, but that may be enough. He's running against 5 other Democrats. And though Pawlowski's lawyer has said they're expecting an indictment, residents are divided on whether he'll actually be charged. That concerns White.
People still don't know if he's going to be charged with anything. So, you know, 2 weeks after the election, he's nominated by the Democrats, and now we indict him for corruption. And now where are we?
Voters might not get an answer before the primary election, according to Peter Vira, an attorney and former federal prosecutor in Philadelphia. He says the feds are supposed to stay neutral by bringing charges when they're ready, regardless of an upcoming election.
Technically, it's supposed to be irrelevant, but we have to look at the fact that the prosecutor has common sense and said, look, I'm 1 week away, 2 weeks away from an election or a primary. I'm not going to add that to the mix.
After the controversial role of the FBI in the 2016 presidential election, Vira says prosecutors are likely to proceed with caution. But if Pawlowski ends up winning the nomination, there's still a chance an indictment could come before the general election. Even if he is indicted and it goes to trial, Pawlowski could stay in office until a verdict is delivered. Columnist Bill White says that's a very real possibility.
We could be talking at Christmas time next year about Mayor-elect Pawlowski, you know, for his fourth term and, you know, facing trial.
White says voters in the upcoming primary election have a chance to end this saga. But he's been around long enough to know it might not go away that easily. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.